Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The sidewalk commute to work and life will continue today across Boston, as always, including up and down Boylston Street, the site of the marathon bombings last Monday. The few blocks of Boylston closed off since the explosions reopened yesterday. People crowded sidewalk cafes and went in and out of the stores there, as usual. Closer to normal, but not quite there. The eyes of some of the restaurant customers seemed a bit glazed over. Two women chatted, not about the nice weather, but about what charges the surviving bombing suspect should face. Farther down at the store Marathon Sports, where the first bomb exploded outside, a craftsman working inside was replacing floor tiles damaged in the blast. Outside, people stopped and stared and snapped photos of a newly poured patch of concrete, which covers the hole from the pressure cooker bomb. Talking about what they were feeling at that moment seemed to help.
Don't want to forget yet about the victims and all those that were injured. Even though this, you know, street is open, it's still not quite, you know, back to normal. You know, keep them in our thoughts for a little bit longer.
Are you together?
Yes, my wife, Hope, and Lisa Watbucci. We're both from Manchester on the North Shore, but we both work for John Hancock.
We walk the street every day, and we just needed to feel it and see it.
Being at the site, you know, where it occurred, you know, the moments or the, for me, remembering, you know, the people that were here, you know, and the conflict that they had. And
hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, nice Barbara. To meet you. Barbara, what's your last name, Barbara?
Leskowitz.
And where are you from, Barbara?
Leominster.
And so what are you thinking today as you're down here looking at what was the site of where the first bomb went off?
All the families that are involved and all the pain. I have two children of my own, and I think about all these people that lost their limbs and everything, and it's just devastating.
Steve Walker.
Where are you from, Steve?
Florida.
Why'd you come down here today?
Just to remember the people who were hurt and the ones that lost their lives. That honor to them, and for my kids remember this so they understand what's the history of it and what it means.
It still just doesn't feel like it could have really happened. You know, Liz Cicchini, Somerville, Mass. I'm shocked, but I also feel proud of how it was handled. And sad for what had transpired, you know? So it's bittersweet.
Blythe Davis. I live in Davis Square, Somerville. It's the first time I've been back to the city since it happened.
What drew you here at this moment?
You know, I had been hesitant to come back, and I thought I'd feel better coming back when it's all opened up again.
What made you hesitant?
You know, I'm a flight attendant for American Airlines, and so my friends were in the plane that crashed into the building, and so it brought back a lot of memories that I just didn't want to revisit right away. So
now you're here.
Now I'm
here.
You
feel a little better?
Not really. You know, yeah, I don't think it's doing anything like this is going to change what happened for me. I mean, it's going to change the world we live in, but I don't think it's going to make me feel better or feel worse. It is what it is.
Does it make you feel better, having come back today?
Yeah, I think all of it does. I think the ones that survived, I think the arrest of the suspect gives you some closure. It gives hopefully the family some closure.
So better? I don't know. I'm a little sadder, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Boston Voices, from outside the Marathon Sports Store on Boylston Street, site of the first bomb that fired on Boston Marathon Day. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney produced our story.